Hu yo imel hobiz odom shi nevu vitzela. Kind of statement that we would expect to find in the Mishnah, right? What is this teaching us exactly? Chaviv Adam Shinivu Bitzela. Man is Chaviv to who? This is a Shem Etzem, this is a description of a relationship. Chaviv Adam Shinivu Bitzela. Man is Chaviv, inasmuch as he was created with the quality called Tzela. First half of the Mishnah, let's see if we can deal with that type. Just to read at least the whole Mishnah. Chivu Yisera Neida'as Loi Shiv Nivro Vitzelah. There's a special Chiva, another level of Chiva. There's Choviv Adam and there's Chivu Yisera. The Choviv is the fact that he was, in fact, and the same thing throughout the next Mishnah, different levels. The fact that it is like that is a Chiva, even if he didn't know it. The fact that he was informed, that he had the capability of understanding what this Maila is a Chivu Yisera. Chivu Yisera Neida'as Loi Shenivu Bitzelem, Shenivu Ki Bitzelem Elokim Asam Asaro. Man was created Bitzelem Elokim. Chivu Yisera was that he was formed in the Torah, that in fact that be the case. This concept is the most awesome concept that there is in understanding what humanity is. And as we see from the next Mishnah, even Yisrael, here we're talking about humanity as a whole. We're talking about what does it mean, a human being. It happens to be, though, that even that, Klal Yisrael had to take over, because not all two-legged creatures that walk around the world retain the quality of Tzelem Elokim to the degree that they can actually be called an Odom. Odom, ki v'tzel Elokim asasa Odom. Odom is that container that is capable of containing within it the concept of Tzelem Elokim. Every offspring of Odom Harishon theoretically has that quality. Unfortunately, because of the problems that happen from the time of Unreason, the door Floga, the door Amabel, Stone, there was a breakdown of all of the basic qualities of Tzelem. Each individual, Nekuda, every Koma, every level, basic humanity, that's called Tzelem Elokim, throughout these different Yeridus Adayas, these Adayas that destroyed the Tzelem, they created a race of humanoids that are not monkeys. That needs to be explained. As a matter of fact, part of them, the Dorf Logos Moai says, the Medrash says, the English was that they were turned into monkeys. Something that was a man, and he was mice and turned himself into something, the Muya monkey, can have an English meaning, can make that he turns into a monkey. The destruction. A third of the world. Einish, the flogger, they were given, turned into monkeys.
There were monkeys before that? Or
they no, they were men.
There were no monkeys, and the first monkey
was men. Were there monkeys before?
I mean, was monkey creation for men, or no. Was mixed into the populace of the monkey
world? Yeah, maybe a special species, maybe the chimpanzees or something. I really don't know. I imagine that they were turned into monkeys. If there is a thing called monkeys, and you take them in, you turn them into a monkey. What's the significance of this? Why am I mentioning it? Besides just to recognize that there's a hierarchy in the world. You do it. There's a thing called doimi, rocks, wood. Not wood, it's a mare. Chai Medaber. So Medaber is that level that is supposed to be called man. Gidixi, like it says. Nefesh Chaya, Ruach HaMalo. Creation of man, that makes him a human being, instead of another animal form, is the Nefesh Chaya. The Chai is also Chai. There's life and there is life. There's chai, and there's a different form of chai. That the first form, it's not called chai. If you want to get nasty about it, but it's not called chai, we call it misa. It's dead. Right? In fact, if you'll check, you'll see that although there's a hierarchy and there's even blending, there's a middle form between each one of the different levels. You can't simply go up and down. You can't say if somebody is not a good animal, will turn him into a pony. When he stops being an animal, he's not even a plant, and he's not even a good rock. Right? But the only thing is, you can put him into the ground and maybe he'll turn into a rock. He'll disintegrate completely to the point that he's no longer noticed and it's not an animal anymore, and you can fertilize the ground and start over in a different form. But you can't just go, simply speaking, the regular, you know, it's not a go up a class, down a class. If you're this, you're this, and if you're not that, then you're not. Well, forget it, then you're not. Plant that dies doesn't turn into a rock. A human being that dies doesn't turn into an animal. Even though there are certain humanoids around the world that seems to be that you can't turn into an animal. So how does it work? You can or you can't? What's the story? So the story here is like this. A dead animal is also an animal, because that he's dead. He hasn't left the animal kingdom. He's a dead one. A dead animal doesn't turn into a plant. It doesn't turn into a cat doesn't turn into an elephant when it dies either, you know. For the same reason it doesn't turn into an elephant, it doesn't turn into a plant, because it's a cat. You can't change, go up, down. So that's as long as you attain the basic definition that separates the categories. If it would be possible, and it's difficult to find such examples in science, of a destruction, not of the life of the thing, or of the simple form of the thing, but of its essence, then we would be able to go from it. The scary part is that animals can't deal with essence. Neither can plants. They don't have tools to deal with essence. They can only deal with form. They deal with home. They can't deal with essence. And that's why we haven't really found animals that degenerated to plants. They can just be very bad animals, maybe you have to kill them. It can even be a dead animal, a still animal. Because he's an animal that is problematic. He's an animal that has misbehavior. But to degenerate the essence of being an animal, you can't do that. Because they're not empowered to deal with such an inner level. The scary responsibility of being a human being is that we deal not only on the level that a rock deals, not only a samaya, not only a chai, but we can go all the way into the most inner levels of existence. And we can deal with essence. Doesn't mean everything we do deals with essence. Maybe twice in a lifetime. It could be all the time. It's very possible twice in a lifetime. That's what real prayer is. Real prayer is a development of essence. Something that relates to essence. But let's be clear right now. What is the definition of essence? If you want an official definition, you have to go to the definition books and get one. Which definition book you're going to use depends what language you speak. The concept is one that let's just talk in the terms of the emotion that we're dealing with right now. We're stating now that the difference between an animal and a human being, or a plant and an animal, it's not a difference of he got a different level in the army, he got a different degree, and he graduated from another level. It's not an addition of quantity or quality. There's a change of totally different type. It's made up of a different basic essence, basic makeup. It has a different starting point. Call it what you wish. You want to use those words?
The makeup of a person is does it come out from the essence of the chelik that he has?
It's not only in the nishama, it's also in
the book is an expression of the person's shama.
That way you can say it differently.
That's the truth.
What?
The group is not, nishama is not because of the group, the group is the shama.
I see tonight everybody wants to bring up big subjects.
That's what he's saying.
You don't want to get off. You don't want to get off the subject when you can. We don't do that. Never. We like to stay on the subject. So for the purpose of staying in the essence of the union, we're going to assume that the basic terminology of the essence is that we have some basic understanding of it. And something that's different in essence rather than in form of quantity and quality is something that you can't transform from one to the other. Either you are or you aren't. If you are, you are. If you're not, you're not. Something that isn't is, an earthen can't be turned into a Martian just because he goes there.
What do you mean that someone, a normal person, can only be in touch with essence 2 times in his life?
What do we do on a daily basis? We work within the basic frame that we give. We're given a framework. You're from here to here, right? You have a certain qualities and capabilities. Now with that work, can you do better or worse? Go up a little, down a little. You don't change the basic framework. Within the framework that you were given by your birth, by your quality, by your previous behavior, by your neshama, by your training, right? You have a certain world where between here and here is your upper level, that's your bottom level. These are your qualities, this is your capabilities, this is your world. And now you can go up or down according to your particular actions. But the basic framework, this is it. See, if you want to take a gross example, you have a person that's dumb, they're highly lacking intelligence. But he may have that plow field. So he's a plow. Tomorrow you're going to send him into a doctor. It's not a question of lack of training. The reason why he's not a doctor and he's a father is because his essence is missing certain qualities and you can't turn him in. There's nothing you can do. His brother, on the other hand, who's also a farmer, who was brilliant, he's just being wasted farming, you could turn him into a doctor, he's just missing training. Just give him an example. There's some people that the problem is he's missing a quality, he's missing a processing. Some people, it's just a different thing. That's something else.
Going up and down with the
gear, the
non activation
of the gear? It's not that type of fear. It's not that. Everything's fear.
How can we deal with essence?
We
can do it.
We could, right. It's very, very difficult, but it can be done. You don't, and that's why I'm trying to explain that it's not something that happens easily. Essence doesn't move very easily, it's extremely inert. And it's hard to get our hands on. And you have to have an activity of such quality and of such magnitude that its effects will be all the way deep into the level of essence.
Then you will start getting up to double.
No. It could. I mean, theoretically that could be possible, but I don't accept that because it's an example of a certain person that we know that they described that problem. He wasn't lazy before that either. He wasn't an essence of a person who didn't have a relationship with them. He had a problem. He had a long, ingrained problem. The very fact that it was able to be done in a very mild, simple transformation, basically, was an indication, which is sometimes highly insulting. What could we do? It's highly insulting to find out that in truth, you were totally not living up to your level for very simple lacking. It's something that was very easily attainable. It's like a person has an animal. He has a cow. And a horse. And he didn't know how you get the saddle on the horse. So the horse never got him anywhere. So all these people are always going wherever they want to go. I mean, he's sitting at home, he can't move. He had a horse, he had a saddle, but he didn't know how to put time on the horse. He didn't know how to take the kodakis and operate them in a way that, you know. Adam per yivolet. Man is born wild. We always assume that the way we are is saved. That's, you know, within, the assumption is that if I'm like this, then it's basically okay. It just needs improvement. But the times that we find out, no. In this area, you're still a wild, you know, you're just out of control. And as soon as you just bring into control, so it works. Why should it work? Of course it works. That's who you are the whole time. That's why it works so nice. Because the father, you, what do you tell yourself? You're the father. You are Bente. You are Bente. Okay. So then how, why are you getting home? Because in this area, you never brought yourself under control. You're still left wild. Wild places aren't productive. Put on the switch, put on the yoke, put on the restraining forces that brings the power to bear where it's valuable, and all of a sudden you see produce. Look, I was doing nothing here, I'm doing great things. Wow, how did nature change? That's true. In the effect, it's a major change. In the process, it was really just a minor adjustment. What, I can get such major changes, just minor adjustment, a little effort applied, just taking the saddle out of the thing and putting on the horse and then I can ride to the other side of the country? Yeah. I had the horse, I had the saddle, and I didn't get anywhere for all these years. Crazy. Insulting. Insulting. What can we do? Take the dust also like that. That's it. That's the difficulty of the world, right? But these kind of things, very often, most often, are not changing the essence. The questions of just constructing and controlling the powers that we do have, the essence that we do have, that should be from non-constructive to constructive.
Yeah, for me it felt like nothing changed. That was, it was just I pulled away mechitzos and things that were stopping it from blossoming. I mean, it was always there. I just, it was covered up with a lot of garbage, and got rid of garbage, and it's mamela. No, there was no change in the essence.
You didn't get rid of any garbage.
I got rid of
normal... You didn't get rid of any garbage.
Why you said that?
Huh? Because you didn't have any garbage. You just had an open hole. And an open hole, the Yitzhak knows how to work with. So this area, you said that if he'll bring up something, you'll listen, right?
Yeah.
So the ears open. Ears open. So he had, like you said, no limit.
Okay, I understand.
You're always sick and you're always tired.
I just meant foolishness.
Nothing.
I'm listening. I was listening to things which are ridiculous.
There are times when a person has real garbage.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. He has to really do an excavation there.
Yeah, like real grenades.
Get rid of this stuff. Right? It's getting in the way. No, it doesn't. It wasn't there. It's just not a ghost. It's just a fear. I stopped being at home.
Right. It's as if you have 1,000 different kinds of fluids that you can drink and in different colors and you can wash things with and you can clean things with, and they all seem to be completely different. But if you start to strip away everything, you have water at the bottom, and that's it. It's the essence, the water. But you'll never strip away one of them and have gold at the bottom. You can, it's water. That's the essence. And they all look different, and it doesn't matter. So it doesn't matter. Different clothes, different time, different thickness, different this, whatever. But there is one molecular thing.
So let's, how do you change that?
No, what is the example?
What's change of essence? The highest, most clearest form of change of essence is Gaze. You take a thing called a goy.
It's an amazing concept.
Look at that, it's a yid. Wow, amazing, huh? That's something unreal.
It is unreal.
The secret of this mission is that's not changing essence either.
Wow, it's really incredible.
In other words, it is and it isn't. It is and it isn't. If a goy didn't have a potential of being a human being, then he couldn't become a yid. There's nothing you can do to Magaira and Ka. Can't do it. The only thing you do is stop it from being a cow, shecht it, eat it, and then it becomes part of the human being. That way it became part of the Vayis Hashem of the person. That's how he got to the tikkun. Right? But you can't be a guy. There's nothing you can do. It happens to be, it says in Gemara already, another poem explains it clearer, that there aren't practical types of gave. Halachically, surface-wise, any goy who puts up his hand and makes the process, legal process, according to the halacha, according to him, not the guy, I'm not talking about that, that go through the proper process of the thing, regardless of his ez, it works. And we end up with a yid. And he's describing Chazal as a pachas. Chayisel turns into a mitzayer because we got that kind of a yid running around. Why is he a tzaraas is part of the body, but it's the kind that lulei the halacha we would cut it off because it's no thank you. And it's not the right type. It doesn't fit right. It destroys. It brings down the whole level. It's very destructive. And just like with tzaraas, mukui is not to throw him out. So even that type of a good, you're not throwing out. Now there's another type of a gear that's called the real gear. So if we're talking about the Rekiva, the Rekiva is the Balanishna, who is a bendy gear. Right? All of the highest. Vaishu Benu married a gear, Yeshua married a Racha. Rekiva is bendy gear. Gear could be not only part, but it can be the tops. Right? The difference is how much essence there was beforehand that makes the transformation to be a full transformation.
It's not so much determined on how he on his kolah as much as who he was before.
Possible, very possible. There's going to be another factor. There can be many factors. It can be a factor of what he did before, who his follower, great grandfather, great grandfather. For example, things that we learn in the Gemara, in the halacha, in the Chumash, Amitzir, right? Yeah, brilliant, great, such meters, right? You can't marry into Klai's law. Why? Because Mitzvah is a Mitzvah. It's got in the chains. Forget it. Mitzvah. Amaleki. I'm a coupling game with Amaleki. It's too far. It's not a good grab. Even though that if he's wants Badafka, right? So we have this weird type of Agarus where we take him in and say that you can't marry it. That you have by a mitzvah. All kinds of different levels that we have. The moyavi v'loy moyavis. Split the men and the women. That's something that needs to be understood exactly how that puts up like that. This is just not shot. You can't bring that into Christ's help. And his wife, you can't. They were both born by the same people. What happened? How's it work? But it works. A person says, Gerus is an example of a change of essence. But the Chiddush of this Mishnah, which explains why a goy you can be Makabe, and why an elephant you can't, is because a goy has a start. You can put together a goy and a yid. They have a common denominator.
Yeah.
What changed was that the goy lost the quality of a human being, and therefore atam nikre odom, and therefore the tzelem elokim cannot come out to fruition. The tzelem elokim is the neshama, right? The kli that has to be in is an odom, a person. A human being can be nivra b'tzelem. If you lost the nivra, so then the tzelem theoretically still has an neshama, but it's not active. Can't come out. Because in a non-human, you can't make an animal with tzelem. It doesn't go. So he has it there in theory. In practice, it's not there. Atam nikri odom in the night, not nikri odom. But since m'maisir is there in his essence, so the process of geirus can be brought out to fruition, to actualization. Well, animal just doesn't have it. Nothing you can do. It doesn't have a starting point. Before the point of Avraham Avinu of Pantayr, then as a ummah, not only as individuals, they had the capability of rebringing out the Tzuas Odom that was destroyed first of all by the Chetan Rishon and afterwards from all the layers. Unfortunately, instead of going up, it was door after door, area after area, the Tzel Melukim, the Tzuas Odom, which is the packaging of Tzel Melukim, was destroyed in all its functions until it got to the point that Atam Nikra Odom, that all of those two-legged creatures out there lost the quality of the human. They're no longer called the human. And it got to the point that on the surface, when we look with our newspaper eyes, so you have to say, a Yid and a Goy, they look like they're the same. And you have to work hard to explain that, no, this is a Yid and that's a Goy, and it's two different things. A Goy and an animal, no shy. I have to work hard to explain to you that they have a common denominator. What happened after all of the chatoyim, after all of the destruction that went through all of those different dairies before from Avinu, was that it was reversed. At least on the, if you would look in the ruchnis of it, on the surface, a goy and an animal is exactly the same. You have to work hard to explain the difference. Right? On the surface, a yid and a goy are like the moshaychus. What?
Even
if I try it, it's all different partial. It's not good. What?
Well,
why
is even going on the surface?
If you look in Ruchnis, when you look at the Ruchnis, yeah. This is an Odom and this is not an Odom. So I took this. No Shaykh. And when you get into the Oimik, you say, Nachom, that right now it's not an Odom, but he's still a son of Elohim, he's still got that package, didn't he? Right? And the main nafkamina is that you can be Megayah. There are other nafkaminas. Even though, as a total human being, you can't be as a goy anymore. They lost that. From Mount Ontario was sampled. They can't have the title of human being anymore without gears. But they can have human traits. They have capability of many of human qualities, the highest of them being Chochmah. And that's why Chochmah was going tight. Chokhmah of the animals, al taimin, chokhmah of the goyim taim. What's the clay kibble? Where's chokhmah? What's the quality that you need for chokhmah? It's also its own. So it's not that it's totally non-functioning very good. They can have mutus tables to some level of even, so we're very, very often spend time deploring the qualities
of the Germans, you could say.
Because we saw what it can bring out, so you see it's not worth anything. That's the bottom of the pit. Right? You still don't make the minimum. You can be the worst type of a monster. That's true. But it can still have some element of quality. It's still some truth there. It's still an expression, a ramification, right, of some inner value that they still have. Ki yadua, that sheker in our grind. Something that's totally sheker can't stand. So how does it stand? It borrows a piece of emes. And because of the piece of emes it has in it, it can build a whole mountain of resha, of ra. This is indeed the formula that you need. When you're going to have a big, big resha, then they're going to chop off a chunk, sizable chunk, or a relationship, right? In relationship to the level of rishis, they're going to chop off a certain new piece of hummus.
And then they're reasoning to do the rishis?
No, I'm talking in a more ruchus like way, but yeah, if they didn't have those qualities, they wouldn't have the power to do anything, to be rough.
The more the rishis, the more hummus has to go with them.
Yeah, right. The bigger rishayim have a bigger piece of hummus in there.
Even potentially, we have it.
No, for real. It's really, they have some real quality there.
It's not functioning.
It's functioning.
How does it function if the biggest shrine?
That's exactly how it functions. Some of the nimusim of the Germans are real qualities. They have real qualities. There are certain qualities that...
Hidden, but they're not,
no, they're active.
How they active, what they did. How do you see it?
Because they're 2% pilot, 98% terrible religious. So that means that the 2% doesn't exist? It means that 2% is not worth anything, right? 100%.
Yeah.
Right? Add it up, kill it. Right?
You can't show where it comes out.
Yeah, it comes out. Sure comes out.
Culture, intelligence, and development, science. And
science, mathematics, music.
Sure.
Say
that's what you mean, Ernest? That's
those are real minds. Those are the real nihilists that were...
Those are uses of their chokhmah that they're supposed to be using.
No, they have real quality there. Certain quality there. You don't have to go out and say, oh, you see, it's all farce.
No, not farce.
It's not farce. It's for real. It's for real. Right? It's just that's not a steer to the riches. That is the formula of Rishis. Rishis always comes packaged with a certain level of truth. Otherwise it wouldn't last. It doesn't have a way to come from. The bigger the Rishis, the bigger piece of truth it's going to have to stand on. You take out the Rishis, the whole thing comes crashing down. Take out the Nekudas Emes.
But how do you think all the Nekudas Emes if that's part of the essence?
How to do it is another question. Another question. How do you go around taking away the Emes from the Rishayim? That's another question. One way is to be in Golus by them. That's what it's all about. Yeah. That's the way it is. The whole thing, kachaze. Tzem Elokim is something that practically, in full form, you only have nowadays by a Jew. Because in order for Tzem Elokim Nivra Odom, the prerequisite to have the expression of Tzem Elokim to be a Odom. The breakdown of the definition of Odom brought to the breakdown of losing the quality of Tzem Elokim. But since it was something that they had, in essence, the all product of Olam Harishon, all of the going are also product of Olam Harishon. And Olam Harishon be'etzem, brought to Tzem Elokim. So they can't totally destroy it. The Einish, the understanding of the Einish, that it says there that certain people of the Dor HaPlug were turned into monkeys, is that they succeeded in eradicating the last element of Tzem Elokim. To the point that it had to take, it had to grow a tail and eat bananas. I mean, forget it. It's an animal. It's not even. Something that still has some aspect, something. That's still great grandson of Olam Harishon.
It's Kuli Rayim.
What?
No, it's called Kuli Rayim. There's nothing left.
There was nothing left that can be used in the human form anymore. So it was Oynish. It's always made it convenient. Oynish means that the internal Ra is brought out into fruition.
Just what was forcing it to allow me.
What? Well, it's a process. It was a cumulative process. The Ophloga being the last of the process. The stone was the last creature. The whole of Dorfloga has all of the world was Dorfloga. That was the last of the 3 days. Dorenoish, Dormarble, Dorfloga. I don't go into the exactly what each one destroyed, different shades of humanity, until there was basically nothing left that can be considered a human being. Right. From that grew out Olam Harishon, Olam Hasheni, Avraham Avinu. So Odom, Agadol Barnoke. Right. What?
That was the biggest one. Yeah. Odom came from Avraham Avinu.
But it came out from all of that. The element of truth got concentrated in one place. All of the lost truth, they got lost in here, there, and there, and there, came together, concentrated. It was thrown out of here, thrown out of there, thrown out of there, thrown out of there. So I finally got to one of them corners somewhere. Yeah, Kol Olam Kulo Yal Eva is there. Everybody was throwing out the Emes, right? And Avraham Avinu grew out of the garbage dump of the world, and everybody threw their Emes. Right? It's like, all that Emes he collected in one room. Right? That's Mufurish, what it says later in the Kazal. Achevo Avraham Avinu Benoto Schar Kulam. The Schar is the expression of the Milo. Not Oskar Kulam, this child, that he took the Mila that against every all of the Tzuras Odom that they threw out, he inherited. He brought out the Poel, and he reinstated a human being that had the quality of a human being. Odom HaGodol V'Anokah Ketuv. It was the giant. It was the real giant. Giant human form. Odom, there were three stages in the processes of the form called Odom. The starting point was called Odom. The middle point was called David HaMelech, and the final perfection of the human expression of total human form is called Mashiach. Hashitev is Odom. Odom, David, Mashiach. Why David? Everything is his answer. Oh, sure, it's also David. I'm saying
Odom wasn't his next step after Odom.
No. That's a different step. Yeah, he was the step that reestablished what Odom lost. David Melech had a certain aspect of bringing Adam Rishon. Avraham Avinu's process was bringing back that was lost by Chatan Bereishit. David HaMelech was the beginning of the process of bringing the final of what Mashiach is going to bring. Odom, right? Avraham Avinu is the tikkun of Odom Arishon, beginning of tikkun. Right?
Say Odom, you mean Avraham.
But the bridge.
Odom and Avraham really one unit.
But in the concept of Odom, the bridge of Odom, the three stages of Odom, right? The middle, right? Is Odom Arishon, David HaMelech.
Mashiach.
He will be the perfection, the expression, and total perfection of everything that can be explained and conceived.
Melech Mashiach himself is Tachlis Hashem.
Yeah.
So where
do you think? Just like Moshe, you know, when Chayisol went down, so they threw him out of Shemai. The Melech is the Lev Ram. But he only came to live there. The Lev can also only live with the rest of the bodies there. The Melech HaMashiach is the culmination of the combined Maila of all of Klai. So it has an expression in its highest and purest form in this one individual. But it's what's expressed there, we're expressed there. It's not something separate, Gospel Shalom. That is the expression. The quality of the Melech, that's the idea of Malchus. That the quality of the nation is given an expression in one human being. That's the reason why it stopped working and it fell apart, the process. Right? That's why we don't have Malchus nowadays. So here we have just a little mapping out of the formulation, just to get the map of understanding what the subject is. The introduction that we need to bring to, and we'll talk about next week, is that, in other words, what we're finding out over here is that the quality of the human being, in terms of the chavivus, which needs to explain what that does, it's all about, that makes man special, that makes that man has a special relationship of chavivus to the Bnei Shalom, is that he has its own Elohim. Now, you can turn this around in any way you want. You can say that makes a man is its own Elohim. Right? In order to have its own Elohim, you have to be a man. Concept of being an Odom. And the full package is that Odom is that Nivra that has the capability of containing the highest of all qualities, calling itself Elohim, which makes him a partner for that relationship called Chavivus, for Dveikus, the Chibur Bein Bayil Nivra. So we need three things that we need to explain. First of all, we have to understand what does it mean to be an Odom. In Yiddish, there's an expression say, you have to be a mensch. Right? I don't know if in Brit they have that. Probably it doesn't exist anymore. But you have to understand, when we say being an Odom, we mean that Odom that is the expression of a Nivra that can have quality of Elokus, can have some Elokim. With Tzelem Elohim, he can be in a relationship of the Boilei of Chavivus. That's what the Mishnah is telling us. So we need to explain Odom, Tzelem Elohim, and the relationship of Chavivus. We're going to explain it in its full form, proper form, meaning in a Yid. And we have to understand that to some remaining levels, a Goy is also like that. But practically speaking, if you want to speak about it in its proper form, you have to talk about it. It has ramifications for any human being.
That's because by a guy it's only latent at best.
No, it's not. That's what I try to explain, that it's basically latent, but not completely.
Right.
And it can have all kinds of little offshoots.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Right. And that comes because he is a whole life in its own. Okay.
Right. A bunch of shows to make a certain thing.
We have to understand what Odom is, what Tzelem Elohim is, and Chavivus, which is the description of the particular relationship between Bayu and Nivra that you have only by Odom, not by things that are lower than Odom, like Behem, not by things that are perhaps just higher than Odom, like Amal. Right. Chavivus, you have only to Tzelem Elohim. So these are the three things. This is what we have to explain.
Is this
a
idea or something that the person is supposed to use once he knows?
Oh, depends. The starting point, which is the most practical and important, desperately important thing,
is to be an Autumn. That is extremely, extremely practical. Right? Tzema Lekim is also practical, but it's a little higher. It can even be very high. Dveikus, Chavivus, the avoider of Dveikus, there's an avoider that goes with it too. Mostly it's Tzchar. It's basically so high that it's Shayach to L'Olam Tzchar. But there's a certain lower level, the beginnings of it, that Shayach to L'Olam Avoider also. That's very, very high. But it has a significance to us too. So that's the ladder. Bottom line, 2 feet on the ground is Medav Zayin HaMetz. Higher inner quality that brings a person in contact with Elokus is his internal quality of being a Tzelem Elokim. The highest value and avoida and ultimate schar of tachlis of this whole creation is that it comes to a relationship of chavivus. Comes into a relationship with that special relation called veikus chavivus between bayi v'nifa. So these are the three levels. Odo, Tzelokim, chavivus. This is all before Teva.
Isn't it fair to say that if a year doesn't... Isn't it fair to say that if a year doesn't recognize these differences between himself and a guy, then he can easily be fooled into behaving like a guy?
Right.
I saw this happen all the time.
Right.
I saw this with a very choshev yid who I could see felt very guilty about the problem that yidden and goyim are not supposed to be the same. He tried to whitewash it under the table. We had a conversation we were having, and he tried to forgive all these like assimilated insane spores because he was having this problem with this. And I said it was affecting his avoda. It's completely affecting his avoda because he was coming from this crazy yisod. That's not true, and it can really mess you up.
Worse.